The Old Testament reading for the Feast of the Annunciation of our Lord is from Isaiah chapter 7. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." And he said, "Hear then, O house of David. Is it too little for you to weary men, that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." This is the word of the Lord.
Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of your kingdom is a scepter of uprightness.
The epistle is from Hebrews chapter 10. For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body have you prepared for me. And burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "Behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of the book." When he said above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings, these are offered according to the law." Then he added, "Behold, I have come to do your will." He abolishes the first in order to establish the second. And by that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. This is the word of the Lord.
My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you are prepared in the presence of all peoples.
The Holy Gospel, according to St. Luke, the first chapter. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. for nothing will be impossible with God. And Mary said, Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And Mary said to the angel, How will this be since I am a virgin? And the angel answered her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. You may be seated. It is good and right to celebrate this day in the church year. And God's people rejoice in this great miracle that God has graciously visited his people, not by sending an angel to redeem us, but by sending his only begotten Son. And so what a wonderful thing it is to behold our Lord in the womb of the Virgin Mary. Mary is the mother of God. She is the bearer of God. The Greek term used that the church has used for centuries, and we confess as well in our Lutheran confessions, is this Theotokos, the bearer of God, or God's bearer. God is in her womb from this point on until she delivers him at his birth or nativity, which is what we celebrate at Christmas. And so the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, and he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Human reason can't even begin to fathom this miracle that God would assume human flesh and dwell in the womb of a poor virgin. And it's no wonder the world for centuries has mocked it and regarded it as foolish that Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. Even the false religions of the world, Islam, the Jews, mock this biblical truth. But today, this fundamental truth of the scriptures, which is taught all the way back in Genesis 3:15, when God said, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring, he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. It's written about in the Old Testament reading from Isaiah tonight and throughout the scriptures. Yet it's still mocked, dismissed, and written off. Because the devil wants the conception of Jesus in the womb of the virgin to be denied and rejected. Because it topples down the very nature and person of Jesus himself. But you know better. You have and believe God's word. You know what the scriptures say, just as it was proclaimed to Mary, that the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called holy, the Son of God. And the gospel reading today ends then with Mary's response. And it's your example of faith when Mary said, Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. So hold on to this truth, this article of faith. Do not waver or doubt, because the mother of the serpent crusher must be a virgin. And Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit. Luther vividly states that Mary conceived Jesus through her ear. She heard the word of God spoken by the angel. God's word accomplishes the purposes for which he sends it, and the Holy Spirit has attached himself to and works through the word of God, the very word of God that has given you the new birth. So think about that for a second then, on this day in the church year, that your God, your Lord Jesus, has something that each one of you has experienced and something we all have together. He was in the womb of his mother. He grew in her womb. Her body gave him nourishment and protection. And God delights in motherhood. Jesus had a mother just as you have a mother. Jesus shares this with you, only without sin. We began life in sin. We were conceived in sin, born in sin, no matter whether we are rich or poor, what sex we are, what nation we come from. All human beings are conceived in sin, according to Psalm 51:5. Only Christ has that distinction and honor to have been conceived by the Holy Spirit. Since from our conception we are sinful, we are people whose flesh and blood and everything about us are soiled by sin, as indeed we see in ourselves, when we look around us in the world, when we see the evil desires, the pride, the devil and his lies, unbelief, and all types of great shame and vice. All mankind has fallen, as conceived and born in sin. But Jesus, though, is truly the sinless one. This is why his mother had to be a virgin, so that he would not be born under the curse, but rather conceived and born without sin, so that the devil had no right or power over him. For he is God himself. Only the Holy Spirit was present to bring about the conception in her womb. And Mary, his mother, was also a sinner, but the very one in her womb would be her Redeemer, just as he is ours. And the Annunciation of our Lord fits well in the season of Lent. It grounds the church in the reality and purpose of what this all means in the readings you hear tonight. Holy Week is on the horizon when you hear this encounter. We're a few days from Palm Sunday. Your Lord is about to ride into Jerusalem, and your redemption draws near. He who is fully God and fully man, God's Son became man, and the divine and human natures were united in one person, and never again to be separated, as we confess in the Creed. And that happened on this day. At Christmas, we hear of his birth, but today's significance is that the human and divine have come to be united in one person. And so the angel announces and brings to Mary that good news that she shall conceive and bear a son who shall be called the Son of the Most High. He shall sit on the throne of David eternally and be the King of Kings. So there's great comfort in this doctrine, great comfort against the devil, even over all angels. Hebrews 2:16 says, "For surely it is not angels that he helps, but he helps the offspring of Abraham." God did not become an angel, but God and man, Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. And it doesn't just mean that God is with us, around us, and just hanging out. That would still be nice in itself, but that would not save us. No, he shares our flesh and blood, only without sin, and he did this. He became man so that he would fulfill God's law perfectly, and that by his death, by the shedding of his holy, precious blood, and his innocent suffering and death, that he would make atonement for your sin and the sin of the whole world. God is man, and he is Emmanuel. He is your Redeemer. This is the joy and the grace that we celebrate this day, the Annunciation of our Lord. And be comforted too in that Jesus still shares your flesh and blood, even as he is risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity. He prays for you and continues to be with you. And just as the Lord came down to his people, so he continues to come to you. This night, the same Lord who was in the womb of Mary comes to you for your forgiveness, life, and salvation as you hear his word, as you receive his body and blood and his supper given and shed for you. So thanks be to God for such mercy, that the Most High dwells among us, and we will dwell with him forever in his kingdom that knows no end. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.